This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here at the Kevin Jackson Show. You starting to feel better about things? What are things, Kevin? What things are you talking about? I'm talking about your life and all the things therein, the sub-things of your life. Are you starting to look at the presidency of Donald Trump and understand that you can end the whisper campaign, that there are people daily coming over to your side, to your thinking? Don't misunderstand me for 1 second, America, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Don't misinterpret what I say. You haven't won them over. You can't stop this ocean liner on a dime. But let me tell you something. It's beginning its turn. It's had a year to start correcting its course. And no matter what the left tries to tell you, they try to tell you, oh, it's Barack Obama's economy. It's Barack Obama that did this or that. It's Barack Obama that set the tone. They are lying to you. And those lies are being discovered every single day, day in and day out, moment by moment. And the left are in a conniption. They don't know what to do. And let me tell you something, folks. The truth is coming at them from all fronts. I'm glad you're here. 844-551-8255 if you want to call. Carl, I know you're out there, brother. Listen to me when I tell you, you're about to get a rude awakening in 2018. Like finding out your favorite bowler is on steroids and you're thinking to yourself, he's a bowler. What's he doing? Taking the juice, baby. What's he doing? You're about to get a rude awakening. But it's a good one. It's one you look forward to. You and many others, and Carl, you're not alone. Many people out there share your belief that nothing is going to happen to the left because it never does. Hillary Clinton's a crook. She's always been a crook. She's always going to be a crook. And there's nothing we can do about it. So what, she took billions of dollars from Haiti and other countries around the world in the pretense of helping the poor. She didn't help them. She only tried to help herself. We'll be talking about Hillary later. Barack Obama, spying on Donald Trump, telling people he's the one that's messing with the election, and knowing that it is a lie. Knowing it's a lie, he's going to be uncovered. All these crooked people in the FBI. We're supposed to depend on our clandestine agencies, our Bureau of Investigation, if you will. I could probably do better than that. But you know what I mean? These law enforcement agencies, we're supposed to depend on them. And we can't depend on them. That's being uncovered by name, by person. And this week, you are going to discover things and just as it drips and drips and drips. And here's the beauty of it. We've known this. We may not have known the names. We didn't know it was Rosenstein or McCabe or Strzok, whatever they call it. How do you even spell this guy's name? We didn't know it. We didn't know Lisa Page and Strzok were having an affair, sending text messages every 4 minutes on taxpayer dime. We didn't know any of these things. But now we know. They've come to the light of day. And many, many more things are going to come out. They're going to leak out, and it's going to validate you. It's going to make you feel better about who you are. So I ask you again, are you starting to feel better? And by the way, forget all that. What about your prospects for a job? What about your prospects of a new position within your existing company, a better job, more money? Are you one of the people that got bonuses? I got a friend. He got a bonus. This is a guy, drives a hoopty. Goes to work every day. Drove me to the airport, in fact. And I mean, that car was just, it was rattling. I just didn't want to leave my car at the airport for 3 days because it would have cost me another 50, 60 bucks. So he says, I'll take you, man. And that car was just, it really made me appreciate my car, which isn't very, that new. But I'm telling you, it's not a rattle thing. That car was going down the freeway and I was going, Lord, just get us. Lord, get us there. Lord, get us there. I'm just telling you, folks, that guy got He works for American Airlines. He got a $1,000 bonus. And he says to me, well, Kev, it was $667, $600-something after they took out the taxes for this, that, and the other. So it's kind of funny that most of it went back into, you know, into the government. I said it didn't go back into the government. Some of it did, no doubt. You got to pay your taxes, broski. But I said some of it went into your tax, you know, what you're going to get back on your income taxes, right? Yeah, okay. And but here's the bigger deal, man. Because of Donald Trump, and by the way, he's a big-time Trump supporter, you netted $667 that you didn't have. And oh, by the way, that I know you need. That's what he did. And let me tell you, many people around the country have gotten this extra bonus, anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000, and whatever the net is. And whatever that net is, I guarantee you, people that live at the level of that my friend lives, paycheck to paycheck, they know if they got an extra $20. It's not the $40 that Barack Obama gave them. It's the extra $1,000, $500, $700, $1,500, whatever it was. And they're feeling it. Candace Owens, a friend of mine, she said she's got a half-sister, and she says her half-sister got a $1,000 bonus. And Candace says her sister went, this is money from Trump? Holy cow. And it flipped her. It's flipping people around the country. And let me tell you, what Donald Trump did in Davos, you want to talk about flipping people? He flipped off the left. Both fingers. Boom. Because he went there. I don't know if you saw the speech. Donald Trump went there and he blew these people away. He blew America away. Let me tell you something. All these leftists,
they're going to give him a rude awakening when he goes to Davos. People are talking about walking out. They're going to be booing him.
You don't boo the biggest economy on the planet and a guy who knows how to run it. That should have told you everything you needed to know about those clowns.
They're going to boo Donald Trump.
Nothing could have been further from the truth. And when we come back, I'm going to play this. We'll do it this hour for sure. I don't know if we'll do it next segment, but we'll do it this hour. You got to see. I mean, if you haven't seen the speech, see the speech. I watched the speech. I happened to be in St. Louis. I had to do an event, two events, in fact, the movie. And we're going to be talking about the movie a little bit more here later. Bleeding Blue. You can go to bleedingbluemovie.com, and you have two ways you can support this film. You can donate through a charitable trust that we have set up for it, which through my charitable trust, or if you're just going to, you know, give 20, 30 bucks or something like that, you can just donate regular. So that should be set up on the website. Go see the website. We've got two trailers up, a description of the movie, the IMDb, a lot of other stuff. But I was there for that, and a speech for the Education Policy Conference. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I will tell you, I love getting out and about. I love it. I love getting out amongst the public. I was at an event, Education Policy Conference. It was in St. Louis at the Hilton Frontenac Hotel. And here's the thing. I'm going to give you some observations about this. And we got a lot to talk about today, folks. We got the mayors ditching the meeting with President Trump. I will promise you those mayors will be begging for meetings with President Trump. We've got President Trump in Davos. We've got all kinds of breaking news on what's been going on with these FBI texts and what's going to come out. This is a week that's going to start breaking the backs of some of the people in D.C. I'm excited. I'm excited about it because not from an ideological point of view of conservatism. I'm not excited about it for that. I'm excited about it because the truth is going to come out and it's going to force those on the left, the ideologues who hate this man for no reason, who hate you and me for no reason, who hate the military, hate capitalism, hate all the things that we stand for, it's going to force them to have that come to Jesus moment. And I know they don't believe in Jesus, but Jesus is about to come into their lives. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get preachy, but they're about to meet Jesus. And they're going to find some religion. And it ain't going to be Islam. Just saying. They're going to get some serious religion about who they believe in, these gods that they've chosen. The God of Barack Obama, the God of Hillary Clinton, the God of leftism. The gods that these sacred cows, the FBI,
how dare they impugn the FBI, the reputation of that organization?
Oh, the organization that supposedly lost 50,000 texts that we now have found, and now we're getting into the nitty-gritty? That one? Yeah. Anyway, I love getting out amongst the folks. A couple of observations. One, EPC, I said this to you, you're too white. There was no other black person at that event. And they said to me, Kevin, we've got outreach. I go, I don't care about outreach. You got to go out and meet with people and talk to them and say, listen, come. If black people care about education, and they want to know that these white folks care about the education of everybody's, particularly they care about the education of young blacks. Get them to this conference. One guy who works for a clandestine agency in the government, he says to me, Kevin, why don't you bring some? Which, we were having a good time with each other. And I said, oh, yeah, you had to go there. See, the expectation is I'm out there circling among the blacks. It's not going to happen. It isn't that I'm anti, black and doing it. It's not my conference. I'm there to speak at the conference and explain to you what's happening in the black community in terms of education. That's just something you live every single day. And for the record, I'm the one out there convincing blacks, forget what these leftists are telling you. You've got more to your life than what they're trying to sell you. Anyway, I'm glad you guys came out to hear me talk. Jesse Waters was the big deal. And I got to tell you, I know there's a lot of Jesse Waters fans, and one of my staffers wants to marry the guy. But Jesse, I'm going to tell you, a lot of these guys just have a little too much ego for me. Little too much ego. Here's the deal. If I were as popular as O'Reilly on Fox News, there's not going to be a single change in me. Nothing. I look at how some of these people behave towards the public, and it could just be a personality thing. But it's almost like, be glad I'm here. And I'm going, you know what? That's not me. So, I've been in multiple situations with Jesse. Nice guy. They're a very nice guy. We have very different styles. And my impression is that Jesse feels like the public should be adoring him. And I just don't like that. And I could be wrong. So I want to be clear. This isn't a slam. It's just that when I watch Jesse interact, and by the way, this is not just limited to him, I get the feeling like, that they believe that the crowd is always going to be there. And I'm telling you, they're not. They're not always just going to be there. But he certainly did a good job. They had a private event that I attended with him, and then he gave his public speech. I didn't stay to see his speech, but I'm sure it was great. I'm sure people had a good time. But I like being around those folks, showing that it doesn't matter if I'm on Fox TV, which I certainly don't have a role as high as what Waters has. But I'm just part of the crowd. You know what I mean? I'm one of you guys representing you. And it's never about me. And I can tell you that the people that were at that event would verify that. So glad to get out. Talking about the continued whisper campaign of Donald Trump. And I said to these folks, when do you stop? When do you grow up? When do you finally say, you know what? You no longer need to whisper. Donald Trump has represented you, and he's represented you well. In fact, he's represented you so well. Heritage said he had a better year one than Ronald Reagan. I joked with a lady named Margaret, and I said, because she's a huge Reagan fan, and so am I. And I said, you know what? You can't compare Ronald Reagan with Donald Trump. His first year, you just can't. And she just kind of shrieked up and started laughing, saying, you're right, And it was so cute to watch her because, we're both huge Reagan fans, but you got to admit, this is one of these instances where if you had said to me, Donald Trump's going to maybe be better than Reagan as president, I would have been like, man, you must want to fight, And I'm sure there are many others out there like me. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm convinced in only a year that Donald Trump will undoubtedly be a more effective president than Ronald Reagan. Now, here's where Trump is going to struggle a bit. He's not as charismatic as Ronald Reagan. But let me say this, because we're going to get into this next segment. In Davos, the guy, I don't think he can achieve what Reagan did as, in terms of being a statesman. Reagan was just a natural. But in Davos, Donald Trump made believers out of a lot of people. And here's where I want to go. Before we go into that, I want to explain to you what you're going to hear. Trump did exactly what I said that he was going to do. Eventually, you're going to have so many believers that to be against Trump, people are going to look at you and go, shut up. You must be crazy. Black folks are going to say to you, if you're anti-Trump, there's going to be a big number that are going to say to you, man, I'm for Trump. Shut up. In fact, one of the stories a guy told, he says, I do this for fun. He says, there were three black guys standing out, and it was in D.C. He was going to dinner, and he walked up, and he's a big, thick white guy and, you know, can handle himself. And he says, he walked up to him, he says, hey, guys. No, I think there were four of them. It was either three or four. And he says, hey, guys, anybody here vote for Trump? And two of them went, yeah, I did. Two of them. So it was either two out of three or two out of four. Now, I made a prediction, and it blew everybody away. I said Donald Trump will win 25% to 30% of the black vote in the year 2020. And people were like, are you, Kevin, from your lips to God's ears? I said, let me tell you something. God just whispered back down to me to tell you, you listen to Kevin. Don't worry. And they started laughing because the lady was like, oh, I just can't believe it. Donald Trump's going to carry more of the black vote than at any point in history or modern history. And it's going to seal the fate of the left. Now, there are many things we have work to do. Most of it has to do with redistricting, and I'll get into that in another section, another time, completely, because it deserves more time. Anyway, when we come back, Davos.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it. I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
People here who dislike President Trump, and yet, as one journalist tweeted out, boy, they all acted like they were at a Britney Spears concert and taking pictures like crazy, Fred. They were just dying to see this guy.
So two things. I was there. I was in the line trying to get in. These are the people, I'd say 99% of them would have voted for Hillary Clinton had they had a vote. They're international. And they were fighting to get in the room, fighting to get the seats. It was a full house. On Friday at the World Economic Forum, that's not usually the case. Then it was a hot room when you sat down, ready to bite, ready to boo, ready to hate what he said. And President Trump pulled off something I didn't actually know was in his repertoire, which is he calmed the room with his speech. And it was just an amazing performance. Trump certainly graded himself well enough that a very high-level person, World Economic Forum, expects he may come back next year.
Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. They're talking about President Trump's trip to Davos, Switzerland. I watched the full speech. I will tell you, it certainly wasn't Reagan-esque in terms of its the speech quality. And, you know, Trump's no Reagan in that respect. But Trump's 10 times the Reagan with results. And, boy, let me tell you, those words don't flow over my lips very easily because Ronald Reagan, to me, was a god. And many of you listening out there, same thing. So you can imagine what it means for me to say this. And I've told you guys I'm going to rub it in the faces of the left, the anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers. Donald Trump is a freaking genius economically. Some might even say from a marketing perspective, the dude is a genius, knocking it out of the park. I won't even tell you who said this, but he says, I think I'm a natural-born leader. I know how to bow down to authority if it's authority that I respect. I've said the same thing. I said, I am a leader. You will not find a stronger leader, somebody willing to get in the line of fire on your behalf. But if there's somebody that can do it better, I'm cool with being a good follower. The person that said that earlier quote was Tupac Shakur, the rapper, the dead rapper. And he, you know, I don't care what you think about rap music or his life. What he said sums up many great leaders. I'm a great leader. But to be that, I have to understand how to be a great follower. And I will follow greatness. That is why I come on this radio show, the Kevin Jackson Show, and I talk to you about a man that is absolutely exhibiting leadership. And this is what bothers the left. They've never seen it. They've seen nothing like it. They detest Ronald Reagan because he exuded leadership. What the left want is they want a guy that looks like he's a leader. Somebody that can be pushed around, that they can build the deep state. And for those of you who don't understand what the deep state is, let me tell you what it is. The deep state are the unelected the unelected people running this government. Trump shut down one of those organizations just not too long ago. I can't remember what it was, like the consumer protection thing. That was a person who had more power than the president and had no, wasn't accountable to the people at all. There are many such organizations within the government, and you can bet Donald Trump will get to them. And I've told you guys, there are many deep state operatives that remain in the Trump administration, some of them close to the president. I don't know why he's keeping them that close. Maybe it's the old axiom, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. But there are some that are in his cabinet level positions. And I'll get into that. We said this earlier when I talked about one of them that happens to be McMasters, or I think his name is McMasters, and people were like, Kevin, what are you doing talking to great general? Let me tell you something. He is a deep state operative. Why Donald Trump keeps him that close, I can only imagine, is because he's smart enough to know he's a deep state operative, and he's starting to, you know, he wants to be able to out these people at some point. So he lets McMasters do his thing. McMasters can build his reputation in that way, but trust me when I tell you, I know this from inside sources, that McMasters is part of the problem in D.C. What Trump's going to do with him, I don't know. But here's what I want to go back to. I want to go back to Davos. When you hear that guy talk about Donald Trump, you can tell. By the way, that was on CNBC. That wasn't Fox News. You didn't recognize the voices. That wasn't Fox News. The guy says this. 99% of the people that were in that audience would have voted probably for Hillary Clinton. Yet, these people were fighting to get in. And let me tell you what the media said on our end when Donald Trump was going. They were surprised that he's going. Why? Because he's going to get a terrible reception. These people are going to boo. They're going to walk out. They're going to want to destroy Donald Trump. And Trump's like, I'll go. No problem. Let's see. Let's see how this plays out. Now, I'm going to give you a little some inside baseball here that isn't really from the inside, but it's something you should empirically understand. You're bringing the number one economy to Davos, Switzerland, to a guy who's a turnaround artist. He's a rock star. They recognize it. And the leftist media wants you to believe he's going to be disrespected. An economy that is a quarter of the world economy at this point and growing, a quarter of the world economy. Okay? So Donald Trump's going to go over there with a quarter of the world economy and it's growing, and the left wants you to believe they're going to be disrespectful. Every country represented at this Davos event is a country that does business with the United States or wants to do business with the United States. And they're watching a leader like Donald Trump, accomplish rock star type status with everything that he's done in this economy. And they want you to believe he's going to go over there and they're going to get booed. He's going to be booed. They're going to be disrespected. Now, when they say, this guy says, they were fighting to get in. He says it was a full house in Davos, which, by the way, he said, is not usually the case. Does anybody remember the last official thing that Barack Obama did overseas? And I'm looking at the room, and it got chairs, two rows of chairs. There couldn't have been eight people in that room. Barack Obama finishes his speech, and people weren't even paying attention. Somebody finally just kind of went, yeah, and a couple more spatterings of applause. Nobody got up to meet him or whatever. He walked out. He could have, for all intents and purposes, been the janitor. You have to believe me. Go Google that. You'll see that forum. Nobody cared. It was like, who cares what he has to say? He's useless. They were fighting to get in. It was a full house, which this man says is not usually the case. And you want to know why? Because whoever else was going to speak didn't matter. Didn't matter if Russia spoke. Didn't matter if China spoke. They didn't care. Then he claims they were ready to bite. They were ready to boo. They were ready to hate. Because that's what he'd been told. That's what everybody was supposed to be. These people hate Donald Trump. They don't want him in their ranks. And then what does he say? Donald Trump gives an amazing performance. And what exactly was that amazing performance? Donald Trump went out there and he said exactly what he said on the campaign trail. I'm going to make America great again by putting America first. And when he went to Poland, he says, we're going to make America great again, and you can do the same thing with Poland. And as I explained to a group of people at this event that I attended over the weekend, Donald Trump doesn't see the pie as finite. He doesn't see it as a 2-foot round pie. He sees it as a pie that can be 3-foot round if he continues his policies. If you follow the policies of the left, the pie will be 3-foot round, 4-foot round. And we can all grow together. You don't have to live in squalor in Bangladesh or in some godforsaken crap hole in Africa. You can build an economy that people want to create products, entrepreneurs create these products, and people will, you know, trade begins between your country, and it's not just based on opium or heroin or whatever it takes to make all that crap. You can actually export your goods and services, and you'll build a middle class that wants the products of other people. I want you to imagine, you know, one of these African countries that has a GDP that's less than, you know, Nancy Pelosi's Botox bill, and suddenly this country begins to create a product, a crop, or something that's unique to them. Maybe tourism is part of it. Who knows? But they start doing something productive. That country's going to want things from us, possibly clothing, electronics, or who knows, cars, you know, airplanes. Everybody begins to succeed worldwide. That is a possibility. Countries that are third world armpits don't have to remain that way. That's what Trump is saying. If you follow the guidelines and the principles of the United States, you can grow your economy, and we want to help you to grow it and become a part of it, and we want to become trading partners. So this guy that I played that first clip of, he says Trump gave an amazing performance. I'm telling you, folks, these are CNBC people. These are not people who are dyed-in-the-wool pro-Trump. And the moderators go, she's like, can you believe this? People were saying he was going to be booed. He was going to be, you know, ridiculed in the United States, this, that, and the other. And then they go, oh, no, as it turns out, they love him. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more. Let's keep it here.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tony, you agree, disagree?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, it was great having the whole delegation here in the United States. I mean, there's no question that the Donald Trump that they generally see here on their television screens is a much more combative, loud Trump. And he was more reserved. And he also had a good story to tell about the United States. There was a question of what his audience was for the speech. It wasn't necessarily the people in the room. I had people here. The talk around Davos was really, it's a 2 o'clock time slot. It's the worst
on
time
Friday.
On a Friday. But really, it's the best time slot if you're in the United States. It led the news today. Back live, everybody carried it live back in the United States.
We talked about it all week leading up to it.
Exactly. Yep. So it was actually the perfect timing for them. And I think his message was tuned for the American audience and not so much for this audience, actually.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, Donald Trump in Davos. Economic Summit of World Leaders. CEOs from all over the world just jostling over each other, bumping and fighting and shoving in order to get in a room so they can sit down to see the President of the United States. Barack Obama got no such reception. None. They were figuring out how to suck companies out of America because Barack Obama, with his feckless leadership, allowed these people to just run roughshod over us. Trade, our tax policy, all of it. Up for grabs, up for sale. Trump, rock star status, people fighting to get into the room. They said it would be booze. People would be walking out. Trump held court. After his speech, he went and he held court with leaders of the largest companies in the world. The Global 1000 is what we call them. The largest companies in the world. And he says, the United States is where you're going to want to do business. And they said, coming out of that meeting, many of those companies said, you know what? You're right. We're going to start looking at what we can bring back to America. I told you guys, the tsunami that is going to come in, when you start looking at the changes that Donald Trump made to the trade policy, when you start looking at, I'm talking about opening up new markets for the Chinese, shutting down, you know, sort of fixing the trade imbalance, if you will, this half a trillion plus, almost $600 billion rather, that's been going out, just been flushed out of our economy every single year. Even if Donald Trump puts $200 billion, cuts $200 billion off that trade deficit and gets it down to under $400 billion a year, that $200 billion that comes back to our economy over the course of his presidency brings $1.6 trillion back into the economy. New money that's just been going out. Now, I think it'll be much lower. I don't think we're looking for, even some game. We don't have to. We can have a deficit if some country happens to be doing something really good, you know, and we have more trade with them. But to have a $387 billion trade deficit with China is ridiculous. We can manufacture here. Think about that. That's almost $4 trillion over a decade. What does that mean? How much money can come back into the economy? But the biggest boost that we got, folks, was this the deregulation. $2 trillion of deregulation that was immediately inserted back into the business of America. Companies cut the red tape. Here's the beauty of cutting the red tape and that $2 trillion. I want you to think about this. That's every year. When I was a management consultant, if you go into a company and you say, let's just look at inventory, for example, let's pretend that $2 trillion is inventory in America. And I say to the guy carrying that inventory, he feels like, Kevin, I've got to have this $2 trillion of inventory here every year or else I can't do business. And I go, you don't need it. We're going to go to completely just in time. You're never going to need that inventory. So let's cut that $2 trillion off your bottom line. You can sell all the inventory you currently have, and you're never going to have to keep that anymore. So that $2 trillion that he's carrying on his books every single year is gone. That's gone every single year from now on to infinity. That red tape that was bogging these people down, that the bureaucrats like Barack Obama see as giving government people more work, is gone. Just like that. Poof. So you want to know why these guys could give back $1,000 to each employee? It wasn't just the tax cut. It was the fact that bureaucracy's gone. Now, here's the other thing about it. There's more to come. He's not done. Trump says, yeah, we cut a lot of, bureaucracy out. But you know what? There's still a ton more. We're going to get rid of that. So let's say he extends it and we get another $1 trillion of bureaucracy out and the tax cuts kick in. So companies begin innovating. Let me tell you, you ever gotten a little extra cash, that you didn't know about? Maybe it was an inheritance. Maybe it was a bigger, payback, if you will, from you paying your taxes and the government giving it back. Maybe a bonus at the job, whatever. If you've gotten anything, you know what happens? Endorphins kick off in your brain and you go, whoa, I might be able to do something with this. Maybe you want to invest it. Maybe you decide, we can go do that vacation that we didn't want to take. I'm just going to say you'll figure out something productive. If you're smart with it and if it's relatively significant, you're going to say, you know what, I'm going to take a little vacation to clear the cobwebs, and I'm coming back and I'm going to start that business I was thinking about. And when you're in this type of an economy where it's growing and you, the ideas you were thinking about doing or starting to be there, you know, starting to come to fruition, you look at Alibaba and say, you know what, I think I could develop a product relatively cheaply and sell it here or around the world. You look at an eBay and say, you know what, I am pretty good at this particular thing and finding these products. I'm going to do that thing I was thinking about. I'll use this money as the catalyst to do it. You spur entrepreneurship. There's a video out there that talks about entrepreneurship is the thing that drives the economies around the world. The more entrepreneurs you have, the more successful your economy is going to be. Not bigger government the way Nancy Pelosi and these people believe. Here's what they ended up saying. Here's what I liked about this clip that I played earlier. They say Trump. They see a combative Trump from the media, but they didn't see that guy in Davos. What they see in our media is Trump having to defend himself. That's what they see. And so when Trump goes over and he's able to be Trump and talk about the economy and talk about the things that he's going to do and what's going to make it good for their companies to come to America, they see Trump. They don't see what the media wants to paint him to be. Now, on the world stage, you have a guy that the world is looking at our economy and wondering how has he been able to do this so quickly, and they're listening. Trump held court there, man. He was like, I'll show you how to do it. Then they go on to talk about, he talked about the good story of the United States. He sold coming to the United States and bringing business. Let me ask you this. Do you think in your wildest dreams you've ever seen Barack Obama go to this, any of these things, and sell the idea of coming to America and bringing your companies to America? He may have sold the idea of doing trade with America, but he said with his own mouth, hey, the new norm is we're losing manufacturing jobs. We're going to have to make it to a new paradigm, blah, blah, blah. Is that going to be the case down the road? Of course. There are going to be jobs that go away, and I don't know if they're ever going to come back or whatever. There's going to be levels of innovation. You know, the United States, can't be the only country successful. But what I will tell you is Donald Trump is saying if everybody is successful and we're all competing at the same level, then you can keep your companies, we can keep ours, and we just figure out how to trade together. Then it becomes who's innovative. And I love that Trump is saying to China and Russia, you steal our secrets, you steal our technology, and we're not going to do things with you. And eventually, it'll catch up with you. Because there's no slowing of the American ability to innovate. We're the most ingenious people on the planet. That's just the truth. Then I love what they said about this. He had a 2 p.m. slot on Friday. Bad time slot. That's horrible. That's a terrible time slot for, 2 p.m. on Friday. Holy cow, who listens? Then they can't. Oh, well, he was speaking to the American audience. Well, if he was speaking to the American audience, let me ask you this. Why were people fighting to get in the room? Why were people staying there when our media said they're going to get up and walk out? We heard rumors that people are going to get up and walk out. Did anybody get up and walk out? The answer is no. Donald Trump delivered in every way, and those people were riveted on his message. And it wasn't the message because it was the remnants of Barack Obama and the legacy therein. Because let me tell you, Barack Obama had his shot there, and nobody gave a crap. For all intents and purposes, they could have sent a body double because nobody was listening because they knew they'd be listening to an economic fool.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.